You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, we all know this particular situation that happened with that police force down in Tennessee. How one damn woman, destroyed a whole lot of men's life. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that those men who participated are innocent by any stretch of the imagination. However, there are so many lessons that can be learned from this situation. Lesson number one, fellas, don't get married. No, the modern marriage in the West is completely and totally not worth it. Lesson number two, do not get laid where you get paid. Don't do it. Co-workers should be strictly off of your hit list. Period, point blank. Now, let me go ahead and look at this particular situation from another angle. Now, this article was published on the 13th of January. Husband of Tennessee cop at Center of Department Relations scandal sticking by his wife. Gentlemen, that is the main focus of this video. How this man is sticking by his wife. However, it is not because he really wants to. And I'll explain why, in my humble opinion. The husband of the Tennessee police officer who was fired for having relations, i.e. getting plowed like a field, with six of her co-workers, is standing by his wife. The Daily Mail reported on Friday. Now, gentlemen, what I'm about to say here, this right here is the programming that this particular article wants to push. Quote unquote, I don't know how he's doing it. He's more of a man than I am, but he's trying to salvage his marriage. Jedediah Hall's boss, Coffee County Sheriff Chad Parton, told the outlet. That right there, gentlemen, that single phrase, he's more of a man than I am. They're trying to push. Yes, gentlemen, he's a quote unquote real man because he's actually standing by his wife. However, in my humble opinion, he's not doing this because he wants to. He's doing this because he has to. Now, let me explain why, which ultimately falls in line with the title of this video. This man knows, despite everything she's done, despite all of the media coverage, if he walks into divorce court, she literally has the gun of the state in her hands. No fault divorce. This is a perfect situation where no fault divorce will come and he will actually be destroyed by the divorce industry. period, point blank. Now, I find it very interesting when you see all of these passport detractor women talk about the passport brothers who want to find wives in other countries, how they're looking for slaves. Now, that narrative started with black women. Let's tell the truth here. The whole wives are slaves narrative was started by black women. Now you've got a lot more white women talking about this and saying that crap. But here's the interesting part. Here's the part that I'm gonna say out loud. It's the quiet part that many husbands refuse to say. Modern marriage for men has become a hostage situation. Yeah, that's right. TFM has talked about it in the past. I've talked about it. Many more men are talking about it now. Yes, the gun of the state that every married woman knows she has, which is why I have so many men who I've heard say this phrase. And when they say this phrase, I instantly lose all respect for them. Happy wife, happy life. That, gentlemen, is the phrase of a man who knows he's a hostage. Period, point blank. That's why this guy is, quote unquote, sticking by his wife. He would rather suffer the humiliation of knowing that his wife has literally been viciously piped down by all of her coworkers, and the humiliation, excuse me, that the internet is going to pile on him, than to face the divorce court industry. There you go. Jedediah's wife, Officer Golfball, aka Officer Lotta Lead Pipe, because I'm not going to give her the dignity of sharing her name, of Laverne, Tennessee Police Department, was fired after allegations emerged she engaged in inappropriate relations with coworkers, sent them nude pictures, and took off her top at a quote-unquote Girls Gone Wild themed hot tub party and performed oral on two fellow officers while on duty. The hanky-panky also led to the firings of Sergeant Lewis Powell, Officer Juan Lugo, Sergeant Ty McGowan, and Detective Seneca Shields, according to the internal investigation last month. Officers Patrick Magliocco and Larry Halliday, who allegedly also had romps with Golfball, stayed on the force but were suspended. Lotta Lead Pipe told her coworkers she was in an open marriage, investigators said. All right, let me stop right there. Gentlemen, the only way you should believe a woman who says she's in an open marriage is if the husband presents her to you and say, yes, we are in an open marriage, pipe her down viciously. Now, that, of course, would make him a cuck, but to be fair, there are a lot of men out there who secretly desire that lifestyle. If he says, yes, it's okay, you still got to be careful, but at least you have that barrier of safety. If the woman says it, don't believe it. Do not explore that path. It could end badly for you. One of her coworkers, however, said that Jedediah, who the Daily Mail reported is the son of a pastor, was not on board, See, that right there, that key part, he's the son of a pastor. So, of course, he has to save face for his father's church. Parton told, or excuse me, said, the former park ranger had been training for a job with the Tennessee Highway Patrol, but pulled out after the allegations against his wife became public. He's since become a deputy in Coffee County. Quote unquote, I have offered and extended to him any resource that he needs. He needs a fair judge that will say, yes, your wife broke her vows. I'm going to give you a clear, uncontested divorce. That way you can salvage yourself. Her, on the other hand, she's completely unsalvageable. She's ruined. She is for the intergalactic highway. You need to get away from this. Why? Because I fear that the humiliation that's going to come your way is going to be too much, because the fact that you are standing by her means you forgave her, i.e. she's going to do it again. What are you going to do when you find out that she's still getting viciously piped down behind your back? That's going to be too much for you. So yes, I fear you might end up, you know, unaliving yourself in the future. So yes, you need to get away from this situation as fast as possible. However, we all know that that's a choice that would not be presented to him. Quote unquote. And all he says is, Sheriff, I just want to work for the citizens of Coffee County, and I love what I'm doing, Parton said. Yeah, like I said before, he's not standing by his wife out of some sense of quote unquote moral duty. He knows he's going to be raked over the coals in divorce court. Period, point blank. But let me also reiterate this point. The fact that his boss said he's more of a man than I am, yeah, that's the narrative that's being pushed by this article. Yes, your wife was out getting viciously piped down by other men, but gentlemen, you have to stick it out. You have to try to salvage that marriage. Yeah, no. No. Nope. 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 Well, gentlemen, anytime a woman wants to talk about how the Passport Brothers want slaves in quote unquote traditional marriage, which honestly, traditional marriage actually benefits the woman more. But Western women have been thoroughly brainwashed into believing that being a traditional wife is akin to being a slave. Okay, cool. Then why don't you just shut the hell up when the Passport Brothers or any other man decides, you know what? I'm going to go find a woman elsewhere. However, women over here, they still want to hold men hostage, particularly wives, by way of the gun of the state. And the regular everyday average man is held hostage by what? That's right, the other simpy men around them. Period, point blank. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women of the West, believe you me, more and more men are simply going to walk away. Why? Because situations like this, men who are married and in hostage situations, other men see this. They know this. Guess what? Particularly in the West, they don't want this scenario. And yeah, the power, all the power you think you have via all the government systems will go out. Feminism and believing that men are supposed to just stand in it with you, despite all of your effery, will go out right along with it. And yeah, this article gives even more men a reason to get their passports, or if they don't want to get their passports, to just check out of the relationship market completely. It is what it is. Oh, and before I sign off, I'm going to give my opinion on this new TLC show called MILF Manor. Oh, I'm about to go completely ham on that one. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.